Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends. That was The Who. Listen, I wasn't ready to slap it yet. Let me get back to it. I thought you were gonna play the whole song.
How about that pre-production meeting, Adam?
Yeah, okay, The Who, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, is the English rock band formed in London in 1964, tell them of their age. The classic lineup included the lead singer Roger Daltrey, guitarist and singer Pete Townshend, bass guitarist and singer John Entwistle, and drummer Keith Moon. They're considered one of the most influential rock bands of the 20th century and have sold over 100 million records worldwide. The contributions to the rock music include the development of the Marshall stack, large PA systems, and the use of synthesizer. Entwistle and Moon's influential playing styles. Jeez. Townsend's feedback and power chord guitar technique and the development of the rock opera. They are cited as influenced by many hard rock, punk rock, and mod bands, and their songs still receive regular exposure. Love Rain Over Me, subtitled Pete's Theme, the song by English rock band The Who. That's what we just listened to. Written and composed by guitarist Pete Townshend. It was released on 27th of October 1973 as the second single from the band's sixth studio album and second rock opera, Quadrophenia. It was the final song on the album and has been a concert staple for years. The song peaked to number 76 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Keith Moon, the drummer, was considered almost as good as John Bonham from Led Zeppelin. Keith Moon also tragically died early in life. He was a crazy dude. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that, well, I pretend, and I got to finish that someday. It's rain. It's all about rain today.
It's all about rain.
You have stumbled across ATOV Radio. It's a Wonderland production. We are part of allpoetry.com. We are a group inside, a group of writers. We've extended ourselves to the radio so we can read and share our poetry, song lyrics, stories. We have a good time. With me, my co-partner, my partner in crime, the Wizard of Oz, the Banjo Patterson of today, Mr. A.P. Taylor. How are you doing, A.P.?
Hey, Hatter, I'm really well. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm doing okay. And, of course, with me is my little sister, my best friend, Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting in the back so we can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. How are you tonight?
I am well. How are you, Heather?
I'm not having too bad of a day. So I stayed busy.
I can tell by your voice tone.
Yeah. Give it away. Yeah, rain. Rain was the topic I picked several weeks ago. We missed a couple of weeks. I apologize for that.
It was.
But life happens.
Yes.
Life happens.
It does.
So we have quite a few pieces to recordings and live performances. You can stand before us and perform and read your poem. If we be judged. You know how it goes. No, it's not being judged. It's all good. Something that everybody needs to talk about. Us that are older probably don't have to worry about it too much, but those of the younger generation needs to follow and understand what fresh water, rain, means to us. I predict that in the not too far future, wars will be fought for ice and water. It's finite. It can be manipulated. It can be taken from you. It can be taxed. It can be metered just to wash yourself and drink and cook. So everybody should pay attention to the freshwater bills that are being forced down our throats. In California, Northern California is being raped of water to feed Southern California. They have plenty of money down there to build reservoirs, but they won't do it. They'd rather steal our water, which raises the delta, the saltwater table. The delta is the richest farmland in the world. It is the San Joaquin, Sacramento Delta. And the saltwater table will rise if they take these tunnels and put them and implement them. They'll pick the water, fresh water out of the American River. Saltwater table will rise and ruin that farmland forever. So there are consequences we don't talk about.
Part,
I know, we are.
Part of the, yeah. as part of our think tank, but we do need to get one of the people who is here on and through, and that is Sky. So I was give the microphone to Sky so that she can do her piece and then disappear.
Sky, appreciate you calling in. You've got a piece for us, and you need
to
hit one.
Thanks for coming in. I did want to say hi to you guys, but I do have to go to bed. I found one about rain. It's a few years old. I reposted it, and this is called Painting with Watercolor. When sun dipped behind daisy cloud, I took the burn on river's lips, hoping to miss the looming shroud of tapping rain for leaf to sip. I gathered berries, tart and sweet, with slow meter so not to trip. But alas, I could hear the beat of tapping rain for leaf to sip. Still, I carried on in search of huckleberry and cherry dip, and shrewberry laced with glove of tapping rain for leaf to sip. Shrubbery, sorry. I lost myself. Shrubbery laced with glove on tapping rain for leaf to sip. Soon I greeted old garden doors, sleeping yonder past of wood chips, behind verandas chiming floors of tapping rain for leaf to sip. I plucked beetroot from soiled ground, the last ingredient in script, and hurriedly ran to the sound of tapping rain for leaf to sip. And when I sat on stool to paint, colors were wet and hard to grip. So your portrait, it whispered faint of tapping rain for leaf to sip and home.
Ah, nicely done. AP, what do you think? I love, you know, and I do love shrubberries. I'm going to ask you about that a bit.
Shrubberies?
Yeah, shrubberies.
I love shrubberies.
Oh, no, you know what it was? Because I read it S-H-U-R-B. I was mixing my letters. I'm pretty sorry.
AP,
what do you think?
Shrubberies feature in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. They basically say, "Oh, knights of me, we have brought you a shrubbery. May we go now? It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly, but there is one small problem. What is that? We are no longer the knights who say me." So, shrubberies and me are very close because of the stupidness of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But I wanted to note that it wasn't just shrubbery in this poem that I enjoyed. It was, actually, the use of a word that is rarely used, Sky, and I want you to be, you know, appreciated for the fact that you use the word berm, because berm is an underused word. So any poem, for me, that has berm and shrubbery in it together, full points. Well done.
Thank you. 4 points.
Cool. Rockin' Tour is here with us also. Thanks for calling. What do you think of the poem?
Oh, I'm a Sky fan. This is beautiful. For some reason, it reminded me of the cadence, at least the way you read it. The Once Upon a Midnight Dreary, it sounded like to me almost. I don't know why it made me think of that, but, you know, as you read it, that's where my head went. The repetition about sipping was lovely as well. I mean, it was beautifully written and, you know, contemplative of the resource itself, like Hatter had mentioned. You know, some people take water for granted, and this was definitely, pardon the pun, reflective on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah. And Lee, what do you think about shrubberries?
Well, for one thing, I love the title, Painting with Watercolors. There's no photo, but I felt like for a minute there it might have had something to do with the word banks, because, like, I saw huckleberry, which it's a really cool word and it doesn't wind up in poems too often. But I carried on in search of huckleberry and cherry dip and shrubbery laced with glove of tapping rain for leaf to sip. The visuals there are awesome because, I mean, I could picture the little droplets on the leaves. and the insects flying up to have a little sip. I thought that your poem was really gorgeous. And the ending there. And when I sat on stool to paint, colors went wet and hard to grip. So your portrait, it whispered faint of tapping rain for leaf to sip. And I could almost picture that artist that you sent me has sort of a blur to it. So I have visions of that artist's work. You know who I'm talking about, Sky? I can't think of who it was, but it's like a Russian artist that you sent me, and the art looks rain drippy. So, yeah, really cool. It made me think of all those photos that you sent.
Thank you.
Great chance.
Yeah, this one, there was no word bank to this one. It does have a picture. I don't know. It was a couple of years ago, John Coe did a picture of a woman, a painting of just a woman. So it is the artist talking about how he gathered all the paint, because they used to have to gather paint colors from flowers and mix colors with flowers. So because of the rain, all the flowers were wet. So when they were, the paint was mixed, it was a little bit of a watercolor. But yeah, it was, I'll have to find a picture somewhere. I'm going to have to go through John Coe's contest, which might take a while. Yeah.
So the last ingredient in the script was the recipe for the paint, then.
Yes, it was the recipe
for the paint, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Those are the flowers for the colors. Yeah, those are all those flowers and stuff that are based on the color mixing paint. I'm sorry, I can't talk today. I apologize. My brain shut down.
Is it a sonnet? Is it a sonnet construction?
It is. It's a Creole. It's a Creole sonnet. Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody know that Bree is here?
I knew. She already put my poem on her list. Oh, I know she's here.
Okay, and so is Stephen and or Kay.
I just bring them. I just brought them. Hello, Stephen and or Kay. How are you?
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Stephen. Good.
Now,
Patter, we have a couple of people to read and run. I'm thinking Stephen might be one. I think we've got probably Sky for a very short period of time, and then we've got Sweet for only another 2 minutes after that.
Hi, Sweet.
Hi.
Hey, Sweet Pea.
Hey.
Did you hear the poem by Sky?
I did not. I just called in just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Do you have a show tonight?
No, we had one earlier.
Oh yeah, earlier. Okay. Go ahead and if you got presents, go ahead and post it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just grabbing it now, and then we'll have Sweet
okay.
Up thanks. Stephen. I think.
Hey, thank you.
Bye, Sky.
Sometimes there's certain words or phrases. Sometimes there's words or phrases.
Hold on 1 second, though. Does Sky have a show to push?
Yeah, Sky, do you have a show scheduled?
She's gone. I'm sorry to keep cutting in, but the Queen of Canada has arrived as well.
Okay. And
blonde. Hi, Lady A. How are you?
Hello, Lady A.
How's everybody? You know, I'm not even going to say one single thing because I am a lady.
For those who don't know, Lady A our first loss last night. And
I know.
It was a good, it was a great game.
Is that I went up against two people, not one. So I was quite shaken to the very core of me.
You didn't mean to hurt you.
I didn't have my head on straight at all. I was shocked.
You did well. You did.
It's still the most fun game that I love the most, so it's all good.
Oh, there you go. It's good and fun.
Yeah.
So did we get Stephen's posted? I don't see it.
I have Stephen's posted, yes. It's up on the board, have it?
Okay. Are you ready?
Real quick?
Rain.
Oh, I wish it would rain. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Anytime you're ready, Steve.
All right. Most of you have heard this before, but whenever somebody brings a prompt of rain, it reminds me of my first real powerful free verse, I guess. This is one that Kay really liked when I first wrote it. It's called The Fury of the Surrounding Skies. The angered skies have turned gray and unleashed their fury upon me. Every drop that strikes the top of my head feels like an echoing explosion that vibrates into my brain, flooding gray matter corridors, followed by goosebump dithers that shake me to my fingertips and toes. I dare not look up, for if I do, they will surely shatter my lenses, sending shards of glass into my retinas, shredding iris and pupils, ultimately blinding me to that which I already know. End poem.
Damn rain. You know, have you ever been in that rainstorm where there are big drops? Or they're being forced down upon you. Yeah. You think it's being like that stinging rain, the horizontal rain? Is that fun?
Yep.
Sweet Pea, what did you think?
I think she can't find the mute button.
Exactly. I found it. I think it's kind of dark, but I love it. I love metaphors, you know, and I love anything, especially storms over the lake. And I think that has to do with living where we both live for so long, but I love the way you describe it in your brain, you know, the echoing and the flooding of green matter corridors and goosebumps and fingers and toes, and I just love the storm in your mind. I think that's just beautiful.
How did it feel writing your first free verse? Is that odd? Because I find it odd.
It wasn't my first free verse, because when I used to write as a teen, that's all I ever wrote was free verse. But yeah, sometimes it's difficult still for me to write free verse because I tend to try to rhyme, but I don't know. Lately I've been leaning more towards free verse than rhyme, so I don't know. I go back and forth now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that Queen Victoria, I hear?
Yeah.
Rock tour. What did you think of the poem?
I enjoyed this, Stephen. I hadn't kept track of, you know, rhyming versus free verse, but, you know, it was just, you know, a beautiful Stephen poem as far as I'm concerned. I like the way you write. You know, I didn't realize how much. I went back, I went on my bookmark list, and I was like, oh, it's like I'm a Stephen fan. I got a couple of your poems bookmarked. This was nice, though. I like the idea of, you know, the interaction with the rain and how it affects you. You know, I've thought about, you know, the relationship between the storm and you know, the emotional emotional current of things, and that this is a nice example of something like that. I really liked it.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, I dare not look up, for if I do, they will surely shatter my lenses.
Yeah,
AP, you break it up. AP.
Oh, am I?
Well, that's better.
That's not good. So I was just going to say, Hatter, do we want to get this collaboration into the room while we have a few people around?
Yeah, well, is that a better way to do that? Okay.
Okay, let's do that. And then we can get Sweet up on the board, because I do know that she has to disappear soon. So
I want to get this, though.
I do, too. It's been some weeks, so we better get Deb to read it.
Yeah. It'd be like new to us.
It's on the board. And this one's a little bit different. I don't know that when I sent you guys the picture, I thought it would wind up being an advocacy or a soap op poem, but one of the lines that AP included turned it into that, so I kind of like that. So anyway, few slight changes, but here we go. It's called The Blazing Sun Fries the Chaotic World. And here we go. Rattled and screwed, how I know it was you when your dreams wouldn't let me in. With the veils over eyes rolling ingenue into flames. Legions and feathers had dresses the weather and leaves the Loch Ness Monster consoling lips and ears on box the same. Threaded dreams, the ravens seem to guide you to a shoulder, then bodies of many crabs add to the face's seas. Red-lipped creatures speak of the features but cannot see a thing, as the creature left dabs but none a match of ease. Back-winged beast at an albino feast heard the last loud words, and now something is screaming and black swans fly past. Horn-blowing crickets calling for midges to lead us down sunder to the torso, naked and gleaming, their welcome is cast. Feathered and hidden in Rosemary's kitchen, the simple has lost its mind. From the intestines and zucchini on the devils and forest trees, they gather at dawn for spindles of yarn, and felines learn how to play. But with so many critters teeny, where are the honeybees? Buzzing in tune as the end comes too soon, and the battered all fry at noon. And boom.
Wow, number 45.
I know,
what,
right?
What do you think, AP?
I like the honeybees. I liked how they were buzzing in tune and they got all battered and fried at noon. I thought that was really funky. I love the end.
I like that you put the bees in there, though. There was so much chaos going on that it was like, I didn't know where I was going to take it. And then when I got to that line, I doubled back and turned it into chaos and then went and found a nice link to 10 ways you can help save the bees.
Yeah,
doing
stuff
like they did in Canada and not mow their lawn and left the dandelions there, so... There are all kinds of things on the list you can do.
Cool, cool. Now, AP, what did you think?
I understand. You've got to ask somebody else.
Well, that's right. Rock the tour, what do you think?
I love the vocabulary in this. I heard ingenue and colitis, and I was like, kind of a little blown away. I wasn't expecting such a varied lexicon for a water poem like this. It is beautiful. Well done, and I really appreciated the resources built into it. And story, I got drawn in by the little, I didn't say stupid, but I guess it's the stupid crabs. for some reason that grabbed my attention because you fried it up in the end, and my mind was thinking about eating that, and I like the whole thing, the bees in the middle, but the story was a little like you said, you know, a little chaotic, so a little harder for me to follow, I think, but because of my eyesight, but you know. It had a lovely flow to it, and the story was very engaging, and I really liked it a lot.
Cool comment, Rick.
So Steven, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm unmuted. Yes, I'm unmuted. The line. I had to look in the author's notes to see whose line it was. And then I have to ask you, Hatter, were you watching Smokey and the Bandit or something maybe when you wrote your lines? Because the horn-blowing crickets calling for midgets to lead us all down under. I got the line in my head from the movie where he says, "You can't kick that high, cricket crotch." This is really cool.
Yeah, I entered a bunch of inner line rhyme. This time it just felt right.
Awesome.
And Deborah, what did you think putting it together? How was it all in all? Was it an easy one, hard one?
I sat with this one for a little bit before, and normally once I pair up your lines, the story starts coming clear to me. This time I played musical chairs with the lines a bit at first, so yeah. In the grand scheme of things, I suppose it was a little harder than most, but I like that it, you know, made its way into advocating for the bees, so that's always a plus.
Yeah, buzzing in tunes. They come too soon. Yeah, I like some of your lines too there, AP. Something screaming as black swan fly past, torsos naked gleaming, the welcome is cast. It blows me away how you put it together. I think you got the hardest part, Deb. Definitely.
Nah, I have the my part's fun. It's intriguing. It's like trying to put a puzzle together. I'm digging it.
Now, do you consistently try to mix this up in each stanza, or will that matter at any time?
I do try to consistently put you both in each stanza. In an ideal circumstance, it's AP Hatter, AP Hatter, AP Hatter, or vice versa.
Okay.
But sometimes it looks like you got more lines. It's just that your line was longer, so I sort of split it in two to make the stanzas work more. But no. For the most part, if you went back into the folder with those 45, you would pretty much find him, whenever possible.
Yeah, number 45. I cannot believe that. It'd be 45.
I know that. Well, that means that we've been doing a Hatter Day for 50 or 51 weeks now because, we missed...
We missed
three-ish.
A couple. Yeah.
So, yeah, 50-plus weeks of Hatter Days.
Cool. Well, then, did you want to read yours?
Well, we have Ms. Sweet Potato Pie,
Sweet.
Known as Sweet
yes,
Pea,
yes.
On the board.
Be ready, Sweet?
Yes, and I'm going to comment on your stuff.
Sure, go ahead.
First, I love Sonny on this one. It's crazy good. But I will comment on how well it was put together. My favorite being the Rosemary's Kitchen. I love that in his kitchen, and who almost lost his mind from the intestines and zucchini on devils and forest trees. And you have Rosemary's Kitchen in right in there. I love that. I'm not sure if it's done on purpose, but it works, and I enjoy it. And you have intestines in there, and it's all gross and all what Rosemary's Kitchen should be. That's perfect answer in there. I adore it. So well done.
It can be strange. It can be strange with dealing with these pictures Deb gives us, and then you're looking at them, and I zoom in and go, you know, each little one so I can find, yeah, try to get it. So, yeah, your mind goes a little abstract, trying to pick story, something about any little corner or little item. So it's a little different for us too. So CP, you want to you see yours is posted? Thunderstorms in Wonderland.
Yes.
Well, I like the picture.
Just violently. It's just a right black.
Wait, you're breaking.
Got all the
sweet.
Oops.
Hello.
She's probably
Is
up.
Better?
Yes. Much. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Because all it's doing in Colorado is raining. We have tornado watches out, so hopefully I'll stay through the whole thing. Okay, thunderstorms in Wonderland. Vile muddiness clung around the edges of bright blackberry skies. Crinkles and crackles of lightning dance, brighten the emerald eyes and flood of eyes. Whipped cream winds whirled in wicked whispers, wrecking a white record. Hungry flowers opened to sip whiskey and fine liquors. Clouds dripping droplets of mixture. Belligerent, hot-blooded women, green sisters, wise and odd, makes monkeys. Off this hedge she screams all day, all giggles, not a new quiver. On stormy nights, queens, knees buckle, cards on deck become slither. Umbrellas, mad hatters, keep me together. A thunderstorm happens, even in Wonderland. And Pope.
I love the way you include Wonderland. And have it in. Rock, what do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Yeah, I kind of glossed over when you said rack. I just heard, what do you think? And I was like kind of rewinding my brain. What is a rack? Oh, okay. Yeah, I love the way you ended this, include getting Hatter involved. this is gorgeous. You know, a kind of a walk in the rain with Sweet Pea.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see this is out of your Wonderland file. A vigilant, hot-blooded woman, green sister flies on us, makes monkeys shiver. Hey, Pete, what'd you think?
Well, what a great shape, Sweet. I love the hat. I love the face. I love the little exclamation mark at the bottom. I just think that the poem is really cool, but and the alliteration is wonderful, but the shape is really, really special. Liked a lot.
Oh, I can't. I didn't know it was a shape.
It's
a sweetie shape.
One of these days I'll get them all right. I just keep trying.
It looks cool, Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. I can sort of see it. Come.
You said hat?
What do you think?
With the face?
It's whipped cream winds whirled in wicked whispers, wrecking in white wabbit slippers. So you should have had a white wabbit.
White wabbit.
My friend drove a white wabbit.
My white rabbit.
It's a Volkswagen.
So
because of that white rabbit that I sent you that contest in your inbox. I
know. Oh, my God. I love it.
I knew you would, and it's pink.
Deb, did you want to comment? Or did you already?
Oh, sure. I actually remember this one. I put that I was rolling on the floor laughing. She's like so amazing. Off with their heads. Only sweet. Off with their heads. Belligerent, hot-blooded women. Green sisters, flies and Oz. Makes monkeys shiver. Well, that's a scary bitch, I'll tell you. Really awesome poem.
She's moving with the thunderstorm.
I want us to have witches that bothered us.
That's a cool picture, too.
Yeah, I like that picture.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sweetie.
How about Lady A comment for sweet?
Wow, Lady A sitting in the corner.
Yes, I've very easily forgotten, I know, but I wanted to make a comment on the collaboration, which I thought was terrific. And I loved, what was the line? Steven said it to
the crickets.
To find it here, but I thought it was brilliant. And in any case, I thought everything about it was great. I particularly like I can't find it. Well, the references to the crabs, everything about it, I thought it was great. It's hard to believe that it's two different people writing the lines and then a third person putting it together to make sense. And I thought it was just a really brilliant piece. This one, they gather at dawn for spindles of yarn and felines learn how to play, but with so many critters, teeny, where are the honeybees? That's not the one, but I mean, I liked the whole thing. If you remember which one that Steven said, that's the one that I liked the best.
It was the cricket.
Anyways,
it
was brilliant.
Was
it the cricket one?
Yeah.
Calling for midgets. Oh, yes, that is it. Horn-blowing crickets calling for midgets to lead us all down thunder to the torsos naked and gleaming their welcome as cast. I thought this was really funny. Like, you know, the midgets especially, like the horn-blowing crickets calling for midgets. I don't know, they just hit me sideways, and I thought it was hilarious. And Sweet Pea, Sweet Pea is most brilliant. That picture is wonderful. But Thunderstorms in Wonderland, you can't get any better than how Sweet writes in that genre. Umbrellas, Mad Hatters keep me together as thunderstorms happen, even in Wonderland. The whole thing, again, very, very creative and whimsical. A little dark at times, but all kinds of fun and lovingly done. So I loved it too.
Thank you, Lady A, for both comments. I didn't forget you. I was just saving you.
Okay. Good save.
Did you bring one off the Lady A?
Yes, I did bring one, as a matter of fact. And
yes.
Can I read one of mine before we do Lady A? Because I've got three there.
Oh, you have more? You have more than... Okay. That's okay with me.
Because otherwise, we'll all bind together, which is sort of a bit silly. And a bit boring, too. So, are you happy for me to read one?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okie doke. This is the one that Lady A will recognize, actually, although I had to do a little bit more work on it because it was too short. It was only three stanzas, and so I turned it into five stanzas this morning from the quiz show. So this is Building of the Rain, and it goes a little bit like this. Far to the west, where plains wide and stubborn lie, the bushes' branches scrubby and rivers mostly dry, they have summed all their seed and machines as they wait, eyes scanning evening crude by, while a taste of metal sate. Here away from smoke and noise gathers as people ply, join the magpies in a glass singing in chorus tie,
where fine golden warble with a stifling arc are in debate. We'll question as the rays fry how sustainable this state. Clouds soon teem to gather as they billow upon the sky. White turns to grey and black where days go nigh. And taste a tingle in the air and all can feel the building late. Is a sensation soon dust will fly under all those drops wait. A restless sun chased back to west still wonders why the darkened earth here an horizon orange ply. Noises distant start to gather, the booming rolls do great as the shimmers of fluorescent spy briefly fields again we fate. Rumble hits upon rose by darkest pitch shimmers high. Those thunder clouds launch in their name with a sigh. Thick sheets tumble, lashing heavy while they berate. With puddles, a few here will deny that horizons hold their fate. In poem.
So, Lady A, I think it's somebody else. What do you think? Now, what do you think about it, Lady A?
Are we doing that? I didn't know we were doing that.
No.
He wrote it, obviously. He wrote it. It's his poem.
I did.
Yes, it is.
I love it, though. It reminded me when you first started it, what was her name? The Rain in Spain.
Yes.
Audrey Hepburn played the role of Eliza Doolittle. And that was how it started out. It reminded me a little bit of that. An eye-scanning evening cruises by while a taste of metal state. You know, you have this is classically yours, I see. And I think that you always do a great job. And there's nobody, I love the individualism of the poets, of you and many others, but some, you can tell they are distinctively those writers, and you're one of those, as is Hatter. And that's just a really nice, beautiful poem. Seeing that you're flying from the air, flying in the air, it makes it even more fascinating.
Cool. Thank you,
Lady.
Sweet P, what do you think?
I think she had to call because
he's dropping her, so she said good night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Rockefeller.
Yeah, a little whimsy on a serious subject, I think. I felt it was ironic with the sun contemplating about the disappearing of the water because, you know, evaporation and all that. But I guess, you know, being a wise being and whatnot, the symbol of a wisdom,
yeah,
or whatever, I could see it still thinking about it, even though it is the root cause. this is a cool write, though. You know, you rap a lot into your imagery, and it kind of, sometimes for me anyway, it tends to hide the deeper message, and you know, it makes me dig deeper and look longer. Well, that in my poor eyesight, but you know, that's another story. But yeah, I still appreciate it nonetheless. You know, you always bring some such beautiful imagery, and you tell a nice story at the same time. And I usually pick up a word or two, or you know, there's always like a phrase that you pull out that you know, I always appreciate. You know, I won't say classic because it's not like it's overdone or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that kind of sticks in your head the way you string it together. You know, like Lady A said, you do have a unique style, and I guess that's where the Poe game came from. You know, but yeah, well done.
Yeah, I think anytime you can describe when you're writing, anytime you can push the sky in there somehow, you've got plenty of, if you rhyme, you've got plenty of rhyme words to work with, anything from birds to flowers to balloons to storms to rain, lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good feature to not concentrate on, but you can include inclusion to your write. Sky's always good.
I agree.
This was well done, AP. So just, you just, I mean, you didn't didn't need to evolve anymore when I met you, but boy, you are. I got to tell you, you piece these puzzles together very well. And it's
Thank
so
you.
Different
yeah,
than mine. I think it's different than mine, the thought process.
I really like how you split up the closing line in each one. I think it emphasizes the closing line of each one, and also the look sort of tricks the eye, and you forget a minute that it's in the ABAB, and that's kind of tricky. So really cool, really cool, all the way around.
Thanks, Dave.
It is noticeable when you read something that's rhyming and you don't know it, the structure fits so well that it you don't know you're rhyming. You don't have to worry about that, especially reading somebody else's.
Yeah, when you can rhyme down and break up that last line and make the format look so good to the eye is pretty talented as well. So it's one of those total package poems.
Thanks,
Pete. Hannah, we can read yours. Yours as well as my guys. So we maybe say next and then yours. What do you think?
Yeah. Lady Ada, go ahead and get yours up there.
I have a quick question for Lady Ada. Did that song have something to do with your poem?
No, it's just because I thought that you were doing Roger Daltrey in The Who. Was that last night?
Okay, because I was going to say, because I didn't load it, because we don't really have time for another song. As far as I can tell, we had a pretty full board tonight. I just wanted to make sure before your poem got put up. So
no, it doesn't
now,
have anything to do with it. It just, there's a song that, when did the Roger Dalton, the Who shows, when was that? Or is it yet?
Oh, I haven't done a Who show yet.
Well,
I do the music show the first Sunday of each month.
The notes that were on the topic board were just because we used a Who song, Rain Over with the intro.
Well, anyway, take a listen to it, Hatter, and everybody else who would like to, because it's a really good song. It was for B.B. King's 80th birthday, and Roger Daltrey sang this, and it was just makes you smile through the whole thing. It's an older song, but it's really good.
Okay.
So my poem is called, I think I put it in the room. Yes, it is right there. And it's called.
It's raining.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Okay.
And it's from a quote that's from a movie of Cold Mountain, and it was referring to the Civil War. They call this war a cloud over the land, but they made the weather. And then they stand in the rain and say, it's raining. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Centuries have passed and nothing learned. Horror, hatred, hostility churned. Passion for land, power and gold. Fodder for weapons and war to unfold. Crimson blood blankets the land, not foreign soil, but where I stand. Prime ministers and presidents try to calm. They are the cause of the first drop bomb. Patriots, faithful, impassioned and strong, fail to protect or right what is wrong. What is the purpose? Why all this blood to say I'm the winner, then fall in the mud? Eons of men beating their chests, showing the world they are the best. Women and children are left home to mourn, husbands, sons, brothers forsworn. Thousands of souls reign on the earth, drown us below as we doubt our self-worth. Leaders of lands make the rules of the game, then stand and wonder as blood pours like rain. In peace.
Thank you, Lady A. You are nothing good about war.
No.
It's tragic. Rupert Tour, what do you think?
Yeah, she always brings a beautiful cadence to her writes. And the imagery is stunning as well. I like there was a line I guess it was about two-thirds of the way down for lack of eyesight. I'm sorry. You had made a comment about, damn it, I'm worse than you when it comes to trying to get back to the line. I'm sorry, Lady A.
That's okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much, though. You know, you get the flow going, and the message at the same time kind of pops the way that you have, you combine the two in a way that's you know, beautiful, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I like the idea of the quote that basically there's a cloud and they've made the weather, and so the rain goes, and then away the waves sort of peel, really, and it is true that over a period of time, what leaders do is that they create those clouds, they create those waves that people get under. But at the same, I guess at the same time, and I think about a lot of conflicts that have gone on, that there's so much that happens on the ground that individuals and people do to create and make those so much worse. And so I guess I sort of see it both ways. I see the rain coming from the clouds of the leaders, and at the same time I see the rain sort of being in there from small groups that don't even mean to sometimes, but go and create the rain of their own accord, and somewhere in the middle the storms meet, and it's terrible when they do, but it seems to be what happens.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
The
winning and losing of a lot of wars were decided by the weather, the rain, the snow, the ice.
Yeah.
Some were ill-prepared.
Yes, and that was part of what happened in the Second World War when Russia came in on their front, and the Germans were unprepared and for the weather. And that's exactly, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if it was not for the Eastern Front, which would have been the Russia, Germany would have been concentrated on the Western Front, which was us, then they might have been a different turnout. Very good.
Indeed.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank
you
very much.
Now,
Hannah,
did
we want a poem on the board?
Okay.
How did you find this prompt and this, because you did put one up.
I had almost a month to twiddle with it, which I did.
Yep.
As Hatter did.
Were you happy with it, Hatter?
Okay.
Righto. Well, it's up on the board, Hatter.
Yes, it is. It's called How I Wish It Would Rain. It goes like this. I stood in view of the things I need. I wondered what was wrong. Amongst all of those memories, I found I stood alone. The windows fogged, and I wrote your name. The droplets fell into the pane. How I wish it would rain. Tucked away for some other day, I found a picture of you. Something changed that rearranged the dreams that never came true. They hang for me upon the wall. I felt the cold after the fall. Was nothing there, nothing at all. Stuck in love for 100 years, I waited to watch the change. I stopped to face the distant storm. How I wish it would rain. Ta-da.
There you go. Very nice, Hatter. We might go to Rack first and see what Rack thought of this piece.
Yeah, I thought this was gorgeous, Hatter. I can relate to using rain to wash away your emotions. I've done that in a couple of my poems as well, so I really appreciated the way you handled it. The idea of the energy that comes with that storm,
and you know, tying that all up in this, and the cleansing power of the water, and you know, the symbolism and similarity to tears and stuff like that. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Rex.
Yeah, interesting. Well done, Rex. Lady A, what did you think of this?
Oh, you know, you write. I love how you write. I love, that's a given. I love how you write. I love the cadence and the rhyme. I love everything about your writing. But I'm always get brokenhearted when I read something like this, and because I feel it from you. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I really don't think I am. But tucked away from for some other day, I found a picture of you. Something changed that rearranged the dreams that never came true. I love that line, the dreams that never came true. They hang for me upon the wall. I felt the cold after the fall. There was nothing. There was nothing. There's nothing at all. It's very sad, and I know, well, anyways, I won't go too much further into that part of it, but you have such a sweet heart, a sweet soul, and I think you should move to Canada, okay? Come on. It's a beautiful piece.
Well, that's not true.
Thank you. Wait, hey.
I mean, I can see why you like it, because it's undoubtedly, you know, really going into the memories and the history and the sadness, and it sort of, it's a poem that goes and sits within that sadness. And I think that's, you know, when your writing is the strongest, is when it sits within that sadness, and when you then recall that sadness. I don't know why, but it just seems to be that I just find it really strong when you do that.
Yeah, there's certain things I try to include, to make sure I include in it, so everybody can, it's like, I wrote your name on the window.
Yeah.
Condensation. Yeah, thank
you.
It's nice.
And Deborah, I'm not sure if Deb's there. She had to drop because she ran out of steam on her phone, so she's coming back, Patter, but she's just not there at the minute. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what I thought I might do next, Patter, because we've got a number of SoundClouds actually, was that I thought I might play one of the SoundClouds. I think we've got three of them. So I was going to have a go, firstly at maybe doing Rax, because you know Rax's been putting up with us for a good hour and hasn't, you know, had a poem on the board yet. So I was thinking that. No. I was thinking that we should get Rax's poem up, and so I was going to put that on the board and then play the SoundCloud, Rax. So bear with me one tick while I do that. And then
I'm hanging out. Don't worry about it. I'm not in any rush.
It's up on the board. Up on the board now, Rax, and I am now playing the SoundCloud as we speak.
Only a Memory by Raconteur. Contemplating my narrative leads me to confront an empty venue, living life fearing nothing, because that's the only thing tomorrow promises. All that I dream, every aspiration for enlightenment will become dust, scattered by the breeze after my final curtain. cloying floral notes extend around every corner, heralding fate's proximity. Abstract shapes adorned in myriad shades of vibrant hues congregate in silent reverence. Every bloom a remembrance, another moment in time. Petals tremble, aware of pending expiration, as their essence steadily withers. It's then that the storm touches down. Thunder and lightning perform an elemental extravaganza before everything plunges into darkness. The sky is open, scrubbing the air clean, washing away every remnant of my existence in the relentless downpour, leaving nothing. End poem.
You know, I got this feeling of, you know, the thought of after your life, the life experience, what we call a life experience, ends, that a flower still blooms.
Yes.
Still grows. I got that. That was well done. I got that feeling throughout the piece. Remembrance, using the right words, each bloom of remembrance, another moment in time. And it only means that to us, to the individual. I mean, departing thoughts are sacred, if not.
There's a similar sort of feel and vibe to your poem and Rack's poems, but they're very different. Yours, there's always a sadness in regard to others and in regard to relationships, whereas in this particular poem, there's a sadness that there'll be no of a person. And that person's influence will somehow not be recalled. And so there's a sadness in both, but there's sad in regard to different things. And that's kind of cool. Lady A, what did you...
Yes. Just hang on a second. Sorry, I was bringing out a note. Sorry, I was being sidetracked. Back on tour, you also have your style, and it strikes me funny sometimes because you write it with this tender pen and speak it when you read it comes out when you recite the poetry. And it's always each bloom of remembrance, another moment in time, petals tremble, aware of pending expiration, as their essence steadily withers. It's like it's a metaphor about you, and it's always beautiful. And then sometimes when I hear you on the radio, when you're just speaking, it doesn't match sometimes your personality, if you know what I mean. Like, there's a hardness sometimes to some of the things that you say that is in conflict how you write, and that to me is an amazing thing. And I'm not saying that to be negative or in a bad way or anything like that. Just that the differences are interesting to me, but your writing is always, whether it's love poetry or even the dark side of things in your life that you write about, it still has that gentle spirit to it, and in contrast to sometimes, like when you're giving a critique or something, but... do you know what I mean, Rack? I don't know if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're making sense. You're making sense. I clown around a lot, which is a little different from the way that I write.
Yeah, like it's completely different, actually. And so it makes for a lot of leeway for what you write about and how you write. I think you have a great expanse to draw from, let's say. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Deb's back.
When I said I was insane, I just smiled and kept painting the sky.
And Deb is back, Hatter. And I'm not sure if you were back in time to hear the SoundCloud. And I'm just bringing on Frank at the minute because I see he's on hold. So hello, Frank, as well.
Hello there, my friends.
I thought we might get Deb to do her poem next, Hatter.
Sure.
And then we might get Frank to do his, yeah? So, Deb, are you happy to do your poem next?
I sure can. And Frank, I dialed back in just in time to hear your recording. I thought this was another gripping, emotional piece. It's like sometimes... I think you and Hatter are battling for that King of Marshmallow title. Some of the wording here, like the bloom of remembrance or the pending expiration, and what was the other? An elemental extravaganza. I mean, wow, great words. Great poem.
Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure. And mine is called Dance With Me, Baby, in the Rain. Dance With Me in the Rain Showers, Baby. And here we go. It is Pantoum number 57. Hard rain shoots from the gray sky and hits the skin. Every droplet stings prickling flesh like a pointed pin. And wet pings tap rooftops as the echo rides the din. Now brown curls drip the rainwater I'm dancing in. Every droplet stings prickling flesh like a pointed pin, but snapshots of you fill my brain, growing my grin. Now brown curls drip the rainwater I'm dancing in. Talking to myself about you, making this head spin, but snapshots of you fill my brain, growing my grin. As the platinum stars on the canopy glitter like tin. Talking to myself about you, making this head spin. Then you walk over to dance with me chin to chin as the titanium stars on the canopy glitter like tin. And wet pings tap rooftops as the echo rides the din. And you walk over to dance with me chin to chin. Hard rain shoots from the gray sky and hits the skin. End poem.
I'm just standing in the rain talking to myself.
Gene Kelly.
Well, singing in the rain was taken up, so I had to chat.
Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought this piece here was a wonderful, wonderful illustration there of a prompt there. You know, it's a very private thing there when we find ourselves dancing in the rain there. We sometimes forget the drops as something of the moisture that's just pouring in damp and wetting us. We feel more of a cathartic release, you know, than just being drenched in rain. And I just love the whole notion of this piece here. Of course, this piece has wonderful display and illustration of her brilliant metaphors there and the usage of pin there of I love the, I think this whole piece here, the rhyming scheme, of course, is excellent here. It's impeccable here. And it's not easy to be skillful in that nature and make the poem effective. This piece here, I found wonderful lines. I would say the line that I most enjoyed was the one talking to myself about making this head spin. That's very, it's powerful, it's vivid. Yeah, it's very relatable because, as what I said before, you know, when you're in the rain, you know, you just feel like you want to just be released for the time that you're there. You want to have that moment in time, that escape. Of course, this piece has a central bit there, but I like that nature there. I like the title there, Dancing in the Rain, Charles Baby. It just seems that the liberation, you know, of what has been said here is very palpable, very tangible, and it was just a brilliant night.
Thank you very much. It was
You're
harder
welcome.
Because of the Unirhyme.
There you go.
It's my first Pantoum that's mono rhyme, so it was a little bit harder, but I like
I
writing them.
That, yeah.
And I'm just standing in the rain talking to myself was actually the prompt I chose to inspire the poem. And like I said, singing in the rain was all used up, so.
It's a great poem. It's a great poem. It's a beautiful picture there.
Talking to myself. You didn't use the word soliloquy. Didn't find it.
and no periwinkle.
And no periwinkle. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm dancing in the rain. AP, what'd you think?
Well, I really like the circular nature of the Pantoum form, but in order to make it sing and dance, you've really got to choose the right lines, because you choose the wrong lines and it comes out horrible. it doesn't flow. It just doesn't even make logical sense. So it's a very deft art to choose lines that fit together yet still give you a story, and Deb's done it wonderfully well here.
It's a forced rhyme trap is what it is.
Thank
you have to be really careful.
Thank you. it's way less complicated than palindrome.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Cool.
No, well,
Austin,
maybe.
Do you want to come in?
Yeah, I thought this was gorgeous, Deb. It had a sense of nostalgia to it, you know, knowing you're not, you know, a young teen or anything like that, but it had the sense of, you know, a teenager, you know, the whole dancing in the rain idea. I mean, it was beautiful. You know, the brown curls were vivid. And, you know, just added to the sentimentality of the whole feel of it. You know, that there was a sense of whimsy and freedom and just, you know, unbridled jubilation. And it was wonderful. It had a lovely flow and a lovely feeling to it.
Thank you, Rack. Appreciate it.
Who doesn't love red dresses in the rain?
The lady in red.
Just saying.
Did you know
well,
that rainwater makes curls flat?
I wanted to read. I wanted you to hear mine, Deb. So sometime
I did.
Later, I'm going to reread mine.
Okay, cause I was going to say I read it after I commented on Rax while you were doing the commenting. I read yours and commented on it because I see that I missed it. That's why I made the comment about the battling marshmallow men. I noticed that you
man.
Only wrote it a few hours ago and it's already on two chicks' list, so... Mine and somebody I don't recognize. So see, that's the marshmallow there.
Still got it.
Just saying.
Okay. Well then, maybe I'll read it to Frank then.
So you want to read it? Go ahead. Go ahead, my friend. Feel free if you want to read it.
Well, I did want to hear some feedback. I don't know why. So I wanted Deb when she went, I thought you weren't here.
So I brought my crackle voice and everything.
Did you sing it, Hatter? Because, like, now you got the song in my head now.
Well, maybe, okay, here we go. How I wish it would rain. I stood in view of the things I need. I wondered what was wrong. Amongst all of the memories I found, I stood alone. The windows fogged, I wrote your name. The droplets fell into the pane. How I wish it would rain. Tucked away for some other day, I found a picture of you. Something changed that rearranged the dreams that never came true. They hang for me upon the wall. I felt the cold after the foam. There was nothing there. There was nothing at all. Stuck in love for 100 years, I waited to watch the change. I stopped to face the distant storm. How I wish it would rain. Did anybody else comment today, Deborah?
Say that again.
Frank and Deborah, everybody else has already commented. I read it earlier.
Oh yeah, no,
okay.
I added it. No, I added it to my list too. Especially the second stanza, the windows fogged. I wrote your name. The droplets fell onto the pane. How I wish it would rain. Like I said, you've got the song playing in my mind now. And when you got to the part, tucked it away for some other day, I found a picture of you, something changed. And it made me actually, to be honest, it made me think of the other day when I called to check on you. And you were having a crap day and you said, well, I said you need to go find a couple of things to smile about and then call the show later. And you said, well, you called. I already have one thing to smile about. I'm like, oh, you're such a marshmallow. And that's what I was thinking of just the other day. Anyway, it's awesome.
Thank you. Well, Frank, what do you think?
Yeah, first of all, I have to say this was just a very, I love that whole notion of how I wish, which is often the thing that we always want, wish, you know, whether or not it's this or that. We always find that, you know, we need to always have a wish. And what I felt in this piece here was a deep longing, a nostalgic sense of wanting. But I did enjoy the sincerity expressed in this poem, and above all, its humbleness. You know, we so many people desire things, and yet at times we desire things we cannot have, we cannot obtain. But yet the most simplistic thing that we desire, which is attainable, is something that we often neglect, we often miss, or we take for granted. And although you speak here of that notion of wish, and you incorporate the notion of the rain here, it almost feels that the rain is a sense of release for you, and it's also a sense that of serenity as well. So this piece here really stirred and evoked an array of emotions and thoughts here. But I did like the humbleness reflected in this piece.
Cool. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, that's the rain. Yeah. The most precious things, everybody will find out the most precious things we had never had a price tag. And the earlier in life you realize that, the happier you'll be. Hatter's rule.
That's true.
Thank you, Frank. And Deb, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, we have some sound clouds. How are we doing on time? We got 30 minutes left.
We have
30
minutes.
Time. 30
minutes and 6 poems.
30
minutes and 6 poems.
You guys are so in sync. I didn't hear either one of you because you're still talking together.
I am. Yeah, what did you say?
30 minutes.
I said we had 30 minutes, 6 poems. And at the same time, we have 2 up there. So I guess it looks like it's going to be Frank and then AP. And then
okay.
I guess we do a recording after that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, my friends, this is a poem I did read before on Sweet's show, but I had very several poems on rain, but this is one of my favorites here, and it's just because of the nature of what I wrote towards here. It's called Raindrops Coming Falling Down, and it goes like this, and it's actually inspired as well by a song that I put at the bottom there, and it just made me feel the emotions here as if I was actually there at this place that I'm mentioning here. But it goes like this. Raindrops come falling down of a wet moisture upon my forehead as a storm reached the edge of a pond, and I smell the waft of the fresh petrature. They start to rose slowly to the naked currents. I touch the waters of the silent ripples with my bare hand, and I can feel the fine dew dropping from the sullen leaves, and I feel the dew with the touch of my fingers. There amidst the lush flowers blossoming, a windiness brushes the layer of the petals before the bright sunlight of the morning sun, after the spring showers have then passed into the shadow of the glum trees. When I think about you during the day, I escape into the horizon of the clouds, where I know you will await me with wine and the sweet taste of your tender lips to entice my memory of your seduction. When I seem to miss your laughter, I find it in the sprinkles of the light rain. When I seem to long for your presence, I find it in the beautiful butterfly, a soft feather, a singing sparrow, to remind me of you always in the poem.
Wow. I love the way you bring it personal. You bring us into the... I should have wrote it down. What is the fresh petiture? What is petiture?
The petiture is like the dew, you know, of rain, and it when after it rains, what's left over after the rain falls. The smell.
Oh, and just, I didn't know it had a word. It had a name. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely. Well, Rock, what'd you say?
Not Sunday, so I can't make the joke I want to make about. But I liked it. You know, the raindrops keep falling on my head. Is that the song you got on the bottom, Frank?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there's something about a song that kind of lingers with you, and it becomes the hook, and then, you know, the rest of the poem kind of builds around it, and you come up with your own completely individual thought. You know, and you definitely made it personal and your own, bringing in the waiting for me with wine and other imagery like along those lines, turning it into a beautiful love poem. You know, I want to say that, you know, the classic thing, you know, about the rain is, you know, like Deb did, you know, the dancing in the rain, the idea of the rain, you know, washing things away and being a cleansing. Is also a beautiful metaphor to work into something like this, but you did something a little different, and you know, the emotions kind of dripping through it. I really appreciated it.
No, I appreciate it. This was actually a write that I wrote inspired by my ex-wife here. Memories that I still retain to a certain extent, but I just wrote them throughout this poem.
Lovely job.
Yeah, you know, it was. I think that I had commented on this before when you brought it in, but I got a total different feel this time from it. I once wrote a poem. I don't know which one, if I even posted it, but I wrote to the comment, "Could you tell the difference between my tears and the morning dew?"
Mm-hmm.
So I got that feeling in there too. Yeah, that's good. Deborah, what'd you think?
I thought it was totally beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I
Well, I already have a thing about water to begin with, just saying. But the one stanza, I'll go backwards here. Of course, this is gorgeous. When I seem to long for your presence, I find it in the beautiful butterfly. I think that that's a very romantic notion. But I really love this stanza. When I think about you during the day, I escape into the horizon of clouds where I know you await me with wine and the sweet taste of your tender lips to entice my memory of your seduction. It's like, wow, I love the imagery. I love the feeling. I think that it's a very beautiful and obviously award-winning poem there. And I see it over on my sister's list there. So, like, excellent. And I like when you put a little bit of Latin flair at the end.
Oh, the Spanish, eh? I'll be honest with you. I'm just tired tonight. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go into more of that.
Yeah, but I still, I can...
Oh, you want to hear it? I'll say it really quick. Te siento en mi alma, te echo de menos, te busco en el cielo, donde te espero. There you go, which translates to, I feel in my soul, I miss you, I look for you in the sky, or I wait for you.
Mi alma, I think Lady A probably just melted, but beautiful.
Oh, there we go.
Actually, I did.
I don't get a chance to really say in my native tongue there. You know, I'll be honest with you, whenever I get a chance to speak in my native tongue, it's always like trying to remember my words and that, but at times I don't get a chance to really to do poetry in Spanish there.
You can speak Spanish to me any time.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially when it's just a little bit at the end, I get a kick out of it when Lady A melts. Just saying.
Oh, there we go. Mi amor.
Well, you know, all jokes
aside.
I'm doing soundtracks now. SoundClouds make that, so I'll see how that goes there. Yeah.
Francisco,
your voice in this piece.
You want to say something?
Yes.
You know what it reminded me? Oh. What it reminded me of was, if you've heard Santana sing "Oyo Como Va," if you've ever heard the words.
Oyo Como Va. Yeah. I actually wrote a poem really quick on that particular song there. I'll send it to you. It's inspired by that piece there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
It's a beautiful poem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Francisco. Your voice, like velvet as you read this piece tonight, there was a quiet to it, there was a softness that I haven't heard before, and like I've said to anyone else who I've fallen in love with on this site who don't love me back, I have to add that someday I'm going to have somebody write a poem.
Are you holding this like that?
This was just so beautiful, and I did comment on it before about the sensitivity with which you wrote it with regard to losing someone, whether it's through divorce or death or however it's done. The loss is quite evident, and you just wrote this in such a beautiful, when I seem to miss your laughter, I find it in the sprinkles of the light rain, and I seem to long for your presence. I find it in the beautiful butterfly, a soft feather, a singing sparrow, to remind me of you always. You know, I know really that you wrote that about me. That's what I tell myself.
Oh, there we go. Can I tell you a secret here? You know what I'm saying, but...
Listen, if I ever kick the bucket and you do any kind of show for me, please make sure that you read a poem like this and say that it actually was written for me, okay?
All right. Do you want me to do it like Banderas there?
Well,
noted.
On Antonio, but he's not Francisco. So, anyways, all joking aside,
okay.
This is... Beautiful.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere. So table that.
Oh, well, you never know. You never know what happens. But I'm just saying that. How is it that some women can ignore or not really be fizzed or fuzzed by something, a poem like this, and then somebody like myself, and I'm sure, Deb, you would love it if somebody wrote a poem for you in this romantic way. I would die a thousand deaths. I would love it. And it's never happened, and I feel that any woman who... I had a friend of mine, her husband always wrote her romantic poetry, and she never liked it. And one day I said to her, I said, what's wrong with you? I said, this is beautiful. He loves you so much. He's writing for you, and had no expectation of it at all. It was amazing to me.
Hey,
Pete, how about next week? Can I say one line of love letter? We all write a love poem to Lady A.
Aww.
Can I say one last thing? Can I say one last thing really quick? My voice, believe it or not, I have controlled different ranges of tones of voice. I can go from a mellow, I can go to a very deep, I can go to just a casual. I just have practice of theater that gets me going to whatever state of mood I'm in, but I have different arrays of tones of voices there. Ranges.
There's a little bit of Vincent Price in your voice. A little bit of Vincent Price.
Yeah. Yeah, when I get into that, I'm really into it there dramatically, I would say. But when at this time of the hour where they had it, I'm like halfway brain dead already. My voice is so mellow.
I appreciate you calling in.
And I have to call. Yeah. I have to go, my friend. Go ahead, say one last thing. Say your last thing, because it's already close to 12 over here. Go ahead, Adam. Go ahead and say what you're going to say. I don't want to cut you off before I go.
Well, no. If you got to go, I was just going to ask a group of questions.
Go ahead.
I'll ask you here. Why is it
so good
that we need something so badly to feel fulfilled or happiness that can destroy you?
Yeah.
From the inside. The missing, the longing, the sorrow can be devastating.
Yeah.
But we need to take that chance.
Yeah, it can be true. I agree with you. I think the one thing we don't realize is when we stop feeling, there's something freaking wrong with us. When we stop thinking, then we become less humane. So emotions and thoughts, they go together. It's like the rain. It's like the moon and the sun. They can't live without each other. And I'll leave you
and
on that thought, my friends.
I think, too, if you have experienced that in your life, if you have experienced that kind of love that sweeps you away and you lose it from however you lose it, it does make you
soulmate,
call because something that if you didn't ever have it, you wouldn't know what you were missing.
That's true.
That's very true.
She was
now
my soulmate there.
So
Thanks for calling in. I apologize, Deb.
Take care, my friend.
It's all right. I just wanted to throw that reminder out there. But
take care.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Frank.
I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
I'll see you then. I'm looking forward to it. So Hatter, rain was your topic. So next one is chosen by AP for one. For two, sis, whoever said that I didn't have poems written about me, just saying. For three, we got five to go, and AP, yours is on the board, so can you take us away?
I will, Deb, with that quite neat little introduction. This is Rivers to Plains, and it goes a little bit like this. Serpents, they mingle a strain above ground, while crocodiles single their wishes are drowned. Under light rains, horses' manes flout. Rains arrive in a tingle, spray spratters about. Below is a jingle, drains of rivulets sprout. Pouting of shingles, clear dust stout. Spouts a drop single off a slow swill. Waters intermingle. Rivers to plains spill.
free-falling in airs, once-shaped mists, currents compare as clouds desist. Under light rains, courses they rout, rains arrive a tingle, spray spatters about. Below is a jingle, drains of rivulets sprout, sprouting off singles, clear dust swept out. Stout a drop single forms a tiny amount, soon left intermingle, rivers to plains count. End poem.
Wow.
More and more like Banjo Patterson. Wow. Smith's amazing. Oh, from a Tennyson prompt.
It is. In the last week too. Not one that has been around for long, Hannah. So it just but it came nicely off the bench.
It took me, I'm rereading the beginning again because I grabbed the wrong one. Serpents they mingle, a strain above ground, while crocodiles single wishes are drowned. Boy, just solid, man. I like the little change that's happening with you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's just, what can you really say? I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Yep.
Free falling in airs, one shaped mists, current compares as clouds desist. Under light rains, courses they route, rain arrive in a tingle, spray spatters about. Love that. I think that.
Movement, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I think that the new styles that you're trying have been really awesome. And I like how you pulled the sounds down, like the ground and drowned and sprout and shout. It just route about. So you carried the rhyme, not just the pattern, but the rhyming sounds as well. So it was really lyrical. Great share.
You know, that's one rhyming words that I'm very aware of, and it's you've got to be careful with them because it'll seem cliche-ish, is round, down, ground. That's one sound that you need to.
Yeah.
I think it's what you lead into that rhyme and what you follow that rhyme with.
Yes.
That softens because you've got. That is one you really have to be careful with. Right, light, white's another one with me. You don't want it to sound forced or cliche-ish because that's a trip. You don't want anybody tripping it at a certain point. And you did it well. That's the point of I'm trying to make is how you lead into that and fall back out. I think if you do a multiple rhyme, you want it at the beginning, not the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. Absolutely.
Go next.
Well, I would like to say something.
You can say something if you wish, Lady O. You can if you wish.
I would really liked the style that you've written in the ABAB rhyme, but there were a couple of them that didn't have that in between. Like they had a different sound, like rains. You had that in the first verse. But there were, anyways, it was just a really great rhyming scheme, but it was a lovely tongue twister at the same time with how you did rhyme with it. I found that, and I wondered how long did it take you to write this, because it's quite, I hate using the word creative, but it is creative, and it's, you know, as you read it, I was reading along, and it was like it fell off your tongue. Easy enough, but it's still a bit of a tongue twister, and I thought that was quite brilliant how you wrote this, and I put it on my fave list.
Thank you, Lady Anne. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes it flows. Sometimes it works and it flows, and other times.
Yeah, sometimes it did. Yeah, this one tended to come off pretty quickly, Hatter. So this was about a 90-minute write. That one.
Yeah, I think it's how much you spend on editing, too. I think everybody
gets
their own percentage, their own degree of it. Rock, did you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, you know, the alliteration combined with the rhyme is what makes it into a tongue twister sometimes.
Yes. Yes, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay, Hatter, we better get Gerald's poem on the board. And so I'm going to play Gerald's SoundCloud now. And then we've got a couple more after that.
New opening, written in red by Gerald Green. I'm sitting here with mental block. My poem's done, but isn't right. It needs a new beginning of a scary, dark, and stormy night. I know that I can make this work with words and phrases to enhance the metaphors and storyline with ease and flowing elegance. I've done this many times before with confidence and writing skill as verses form within my mind like raindrops in the spring. But still, this poem stares me in the face. It's been 3 months, the rent's not paid. With 50 verses now complete, a new beginning must be made. A stormy, dark, and scary night seems good, but also feels contrived. A new beginning of this type with different words should be derived. I labored on, I worked, and struggled without sleeping day or night, and no new thoughts did come to mind. So I give up. I've lost this fight. I'm spent. I'm finished. I'm undone. This wretched poem seals my fate with walls surrounding, moving to compress until I suffocate. My legacy is in its hands as pen lies dormant, will not write. A new beginning was not found about a dark and stormy night. End poem.
Now this is brilliantly done. I've always tried to figure out how to write the process. At first he goes all, I think, went all Poe on us. And then describes the struggle of writing with even a penalty. Like he's got to pump out these, or he's going to kick, you know, something bad will happen. This is impressive. This is actually a soliloquy. He's telling you the soliloquy in a narrative second person, or third person. Which one is it? What do you think, AP?
No, it's really elegantly written, Hatter. I mean, I think we've all had times where we've struggled to write about something, but I don't think I've ever seen it as elegantly placed on a page about how we struggle with that process. Gerald's managed to do that here.
Yeah, well done, Gerald. Rack, you want to make a quick word? Lady A,
we might have lost that.
Okay.
I thought it was really well done as also, and he has a very compelling voice when he speaks, and I like the fact that he, not defeatist, but he talks about how futile sometimes it is to try to force the writing, and that you have to
The harder you try, the worse. It is sometimes.
Yeah.
I think he's been on that. So, Deb, how many more do we have? We've got 10 minutes.
We've got Roy
we
and Pretty
two.
Bird to do.
Okay.
So we might put Roy's up next. Hatter?
Okay. Well, I put them all on the board. There's the two recordings, and then AP can read us out.
So this is Roy, KBMW. Hatter?
Tell me a little more. The red gown lays on the floor of trance. His golden wings have the perfect dance. Eyes are frozen, sing your soul. The sky wants love. From you a little more. The sky was love. From you a little more. Heresy, I'm lost in your body. The colorful dance was around the magic. You hypnotized with your warming blood. Shall sleep now sound the cage of love. Me, I'm on. You are of nature. Words are singing, sing your picture. The tremors shine the stars of night. And blessed too bright as the rest of us. Hear my love, I'm lost in your sun. Shower out dream, our mouth like gum. Sky isn't over to the love of yours. Your sleep now sound by warm heart. The red gun lays on the floor of drums. His golden wings have your perfect dance. The eyes are frozen, seeing your flaws. The sky wants love from you a little more. The sky wants love from you a little more. The magistrate lady was the golden rod. Amongst sunflowers, the glows from the yard. Sky was the stars, among curly oceans and sleepless nights. Just us and kisses. This red crown lays on the floor of drums. This golden rings at the perfect dance. The eyes are frozen, seeing your flows. And sky wants love from you a little more. And sky wants love from you a little more. And sky wants love from you a little more.
Wow, singing it. And one tin soldier rides away.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really sweet.
Did you hear that
I
thing?
Really liked that.
Anybody else hear One Tin Soldier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I did. But it's great that Roy sang it. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh,
it was just, it was
what
really personal. It was really cool.
It was a treat. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
And do you know that she said on the board, don't hate my voice? I thought she did such a sweet job with that.
Momo,
we would never hate it. Absolutely never hate it. It was gorgeous.
No,
oh,
as far as the house band, you'd be our lead singer, yeah.
No.
That's a lovely little voice, I find.
Yeah.
Really cute voice. Really cute voice. Really, really nicely done.
I did like the way she repeated the last line of each one. That's always a class act.
Yeah.
You can get away with that.
No. No, did well. Really liked it.
Yeah.
You can do it anytime.
I'm down to 7 minutes.
Okay.
No,
that's been the case.
We're doing great. We got two more.
I'm going to Pretty Bird. Here we go.
Okay, Pretty Bird.
The only storm I chase is you, my pretty bird. Saving sin in paper cups, running down lips and sighs of the scent. Innocence was left behind a yesterday, alone. Neverland that never was, breaking bad habits on warm skin. Trading yesterday for the storm in your baby blue tomorrows. Calming tides and waterfall bliss. Bleeding stones, rough edges, smooth. Carry me through the palpable petrichor your body exhales into me. Storm chasing peaceful rhythms on tin roofs, sun shower mornings. We bathe in our waters, drinking life into the sun. I eat your thunder in the morning as lightning strikes in multitude. Wrapped in the warmth we build where thought feeds wildfire. Basking in the palpable petrichor, your body exhales into me, saving sin in paper cups. Trading yesterday for the storm in your baby blue tomorrows.
Wow. That's that perfect Pretty Bird cadence. And I know what petrichor is, and that was lovely that I was able to catch that. Why didn't I know there was a word for that? smell of after the rain. I want to take this time before we comment. I want to take this time to make sure I thank everybody for calling and participating in the show. I'll go through your names, but you know who you are. I would screw it up. I appreciate everybody that tried. Okay, I will give it a try. Racketeer, Frank, Sweet Pea, Sky, Lady A. We've got Gerald Green and Roy got us a poem. Ebra, can never do it without you. AP, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Steven.
Pleasure. Who did I miss? Racketeer.
Steven.
And Steven. Racketeer and Steven, thank you.
Nemesis. You can't forget Nemesis. I love the way Pretty Bird writes, and this is gorgeous. I mean, she usually leaves me kind of speechless. The emotion that she pours into these things. I know she does the same thing that I do. She likes the purge, and you could feel such longing in this. It's just, and then she mentions the blue eyes and. The sky and the rain, it's just so well crafted and put together that it's haunting, really. And then, her voice doesn't hurt. It's just beautiful.
That's what I was going to say.
It's very, very elegantly constructed poem. Very pretty bird poem. Hatter, I have a theme for you for next week.
Okay, what is it? Theme
you ready?
Yep.
Theme for next week is Cobalt Blue. Cobalt Blue.
Oh.
Alrighty. All right, the blue.
And haunting was a good
cobalt
word for
blue.
That one. Rack.
Yeah.
Especially where she repeated trading yesterday for the storm and your baby blue tomorrow's, and then she ended it with those two lines as well, which added to the haunting feel of it. Coupled with her, the tones in her voice, and yeah, it was excellent.
Well, she's got that. She's got that way. Yeah, she's got that way of reading where she's whispering in your ear.
Now I have a question, AP. You said next week is Cobalt Blue, and it makes me wonder:
yes.
Are you sitting there right now looking at a bowl in your home by chance that's made of glass?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering where the topic came from. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cobalt Blue.
I already have a poem for you.
There you go.
I should finish with the last one, Deb. I should finish with the last
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
So this is...
Absolutely.
Trains don't
you
stop
certainly
here anymore.
With the
And, well, I'm interested to see if Lady A thinks this is one of my poems. Anyway, trains don't stop here anymore. It goes a little bit like this. Truck rumbles few. The stutter of nearby trains grew further apart. Hanging fluorescent tubes had taken over from the sun as clouds rolled in. A part-finished bottle, pink glass, and a doorknob askew on the floor. I had photographed each as I had been studying their shapes and edges. It was the hour to clear them away, yet that finality closed too many doors. I reluctantly moved and saved her pasta in a clip-top container. For the wine, I found a cork and returned it to my Swedish pine holder. The doorknob and I both would screw together down the track, but those trains would have to rattle a few timetables over until that took place. I stopped and listened for rain showers, and when they came, I stepped outside. And nobody could tell if those raindrops falling were salty or clear. Least of all me. End poem.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you want it to rain. Sometimes you want it to rain because you don't want anybody to see you cry.
Mm.
Right?
Indeed.
Lady A, what do you think? Real quick, Lady A.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said, too, that there's that. And there's a beauty about this piece that it's not eerie and it's not haunting, but there's maybe a longing in it. I really thought this was beautiful. And the part finished bottle, pink lipstick on a half consumed glass, and a doorknob askew on the floor. I really liked what you did with this, and how you write it makes it even more intriguing. The doorknob, I want to reread this because I'm not sure what significance of the doorknob is. And, you know, I have to find out about that myself. And if I can't figure it out, I'll have to ask you, AP. But
okay.
This was really, the doorknob and I both would screw together down the track. That was a very interesting verse as well. Anyways, I'll figure it out and get back to you on it. But it was a lovely piece. And I liked how you said if those raindrops falling, nobody could tell if those raindrops falling were salty or clear, least of all me. I thought that was really great.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, AP, this is, now, I went one time to read how other people would consider being a better poet, what you need to do in inclusive. One of them that was mentioned several times was count your pronouns, how many you use, because you don't usually use, but this one, you, and there's no right or wrong, I'm not saying that there is, but just always be aware how many. Because if you wanted a personal I, and I do it, of course you're going to have I and we and they and her and me and all that. But it's something to keep in mind while you're writing. I like the way you did this because this is different than you usually write.
Yes, it's a different write. Absolutely.
Pronouns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to do. I remember going back and reading some of mine, I had like 45 flipping pronouns in it. Oh, man. I personalized it too much that you almost took it away from the reader. Yeah, you take it away from the reader. You got to find it. That's how that those Boothian Shakespeare talk. You can cut up your sentences and piece them back together. Increases your rhyme vault, too.
Aren't thou mad? Yeah.
So thank you guys for tonight.
No, thank you. And thank you, Hatter, and thank you everybody for taking part. And we it just got really quickly through 2 hours. So and we're on Cobalt Blue next week.
On Cobalt Blue next Saturday, and that's 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. I still have a night ahead. You guys are not staying up this late.
Yes.
2 o'clock in the morning here.
Dedication.
Yeah, 1 p.m.
Well, I'm going back to work now because it's the middle afternoon. But it's Sunday and I'm not meant to be working, but I still am. So there's something very wrong with that. But anyway, thank you, Hal.
Oh, and here I thought you were going with the kids or something.
Can we go out with a song?
The doorknob was ripped off the floor because, and on the floor because it was the hour to clear them away, yet the finality closed too many doors. I could be wrong. That's how I look at it. Am I close?
One, two, three.
Am I a little bit close?
I think you're very close. There you go. You're very close.
Okay, good. I'll have a little more insight later on. I love doing that. I love taking this poem apart and finding out all the ins and outs of it.
I wish we had time to do that. That's what I would like to do. I rarely have time. So, Lady A, door one,
yes.
Two, or three, which do you pick? Which do you pick, one, two, or three?
One, two, or three what?
Just pick a number.
There's three doors.
Oh,
there's
pick a number?
Doors.
Well, I have to pick three.
Three. You have to pick three. Okay. Track, which one do you pick?
Two.
Two?
Right in the middle. AP?
I'm going two as well.
Three? Ever?
Three.
Cool. Thank you. To tell me who you are, your personality, that's a legitimate question.
Ah.
One, two, three.
Okay, so what do those numbers stand for? Tell us, please.
Whatever you wanted. You made it what it was when you picked three. You would pick three. When given that option, no matter what circumstance, you would pick three.
Yes,
right?
I would.
Okay.
Yes.
It's true, because it's an odd number. That's why I picked it.
I like the number three and then
square root
eight.
Of nine. Square root of nine, and Tesla was fascinated to be an obsessive about it. The number three, he knew he could.
Really?
The answer to the universe lies in the number three, whether the square root of nine, or. Because that's also a factor. That's what three is. Read up on Tesla, the number three.
Coolness.
Lucky
so, Heather, listen.
The tap into the universe.
AP's got to go to work. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to work.
He said we don't have to go home, but we can't stay here.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Can I play
Goodbye.
A song before we go?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
it's
Eurovision Song Contest tonight in Europe, and most of the songs are absolute rubbish, except for one that was back in 2014 by the Common Lynettes, who did a great country and western song. God knows why it didn't win. This is it now. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Love and respect.
Hatter and I on Cobalt Blue. Look forward to seeing everybody then. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Good night.